The Gemara in Erubin, Daf Mem Zayin, gives us a very interesting rule, a klal. The klal goes like this: She'en min hakol zocheh adam lilmod, which literally means that not every student can learn necessarily from any rabbi. And therefore the Gemara allows even Kohanim to go through areas that are contaminated rabbinically in order for them to get to a certain rabbi, in order for them to learn. Even though there might be qualified rabbis in their hometown, but since the rule says she'en min hakol zocheh adam lilmod, that a student cannot learn from anybody, so they allow the Kohen to even go through these areas in order to get to the rabbi. So the question is, how do you define this over here? Why are certain students more prone to learn easier from one rabbi than the next? So that she tells us, because certain rabbis have clarity in their learning, and if they have clarity, they're able to give it over more succinctly. They're able to give it over with less words. Now you have to remember, in the olden days, a lot of the Torah was Torah Sheba'al Peh, which is literally by heart. And therefore, it was easier for a student to hear it from a rabbi that could say it over in a short, concise way. So that's Rashi's interpretation. The Rashba writes even something more interesting in his Teshuvot. He says it's nothing to do with aptitude, which means you can have a greater rabbi with greater knowledge, but if he doesn't give it over in a clear way, the student might not be able to attend that shiur. And therefore there are certain hachamim that have in his lashon, lishonam murgelet la Torah. They just have a good terminology, a flow of words when it comes to interpreting Torah. So therefore, even though they might not be as great as the next rabbi, the student might find it easier to learn from him. The Mekubalim discuss over here that it's also possible that the student's neshama is connected from the same source as his rabbi. And therefore, it's possible that one student finds a certain rabbi's teachings more appropriate for him than another. And you can't understand. You say, well, to me, I don't care for that shiur. I like to attend a different shiur. Could be that there's neshamot over here that are coming from the same source and therefore are being connected. In any event, we do see not a halakha, but an important lesson from our sugya today, that learning Torah is so integral that the Hakamim waived some of their laws of Tumah v'Tahara that are so strict in order for a Kohen to basically go through a rabbinical cemetery in order to get to a rabbi in order for him to learn. It seems the logic behind it is, based on what we say every day, Kiyem Hayenu V'Orech Yamenu, because the study of Torah is a lifeline, and therefore without Torah, or without the right rabbi teaching Torah, and the student accepting it, then already he has no life. So therefore it's almost like a situation of pikuach nefesh, and therefore we allow and we waive certain, make dispensations for the student to learn the proper Torah. So basically today we gave three explanations: either the rabbi gives it in a short, concise form, or because the rabbi just has a good flow of vocabulary or language to interpret the words of Torah, even though he might not be the greatest scholar, or it's because the souls of the rabbi and the student are connected somehow, and therefore he's drawn to a certain rabbi as opposed to another.